me to the vineyards of Laval. Wanna see the mountains where the waters flow. Life back home depresses me, it's another form of slavery. The cost of freedom is anything but free. I don't care if they're all covered with snow. I don't care if the road is narrow, if it is unknown. It was always meant to be, still in love I must believe. Whatever path I choose will lead me home. Lead me home, lover. Take me to the streets of Portugal. That might be my destiny, to see the waterfall. Tears and rain, they're all the same. The only way to win this game, to let everybody play and share the ball. Ain't nobody got no chains on me.
They got no chains on me.
Flying higher than any mountain, deeper than any sea. A paradox's box is key. I'm the why in mystery. You can unlock the secrets if you please. Take me to an assembly in New York. Speak the brand new everlasting one war. To win or lose is so absurd. And the only casualty's the word. Revolution time has come today. Somebody took a black face to see the same decay. Like the chocolate of that day, in the sun they'll melt away. And as for me, I'll laugh and go to the mountains where the waters flow. Back to the vineyards of Laval. 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 Laval.
Happy birthday, Martin. Thank you. And thank you, Stevie. All we can say is what Bob Marley said, how long will they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? May Prince be the last. It's up to us. Welcome to the Sunday, January 15th, 2017 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. Sisters and brothers, notice printed in the New York Times of Monday, January 9th, 2017. Yellen will take questions from economics teachers. Janet L. Yellen, the Federal Reserve Chairwoman, will speak in a relatively relaxed environment on Thursday night when she holds a forum for high school and college economics teachers. Questions for Janet Yellen. Is there such a thing as a free market? Is there a single world system with various fronts and facets? Is this system based on theft? Is it fascist? As the New York Times, if not singular in opinion, is singular in thrust behind its variations of it, I think we can take the words of one of its time-tested and reliable, for the global state guys, columnists for reply from the January 10, 2017 New York Times. Quote, it's becoming clear that for the next few years, American foreign policy will be shaped by the struggle among Republican regulars, populist ethno-nationalists, and the forces of perpetual chaos, chaos unleashed by Donald Trump's attention span. And I have to interject that this is a columnist who has quite dutifully trumpeted the Trumpian threat all during his campaign for U.S. president. We've been arguing in this space that the raison d'etre of a single world system is for these global state guys to ensure there is no alternative, quote unquote, for subjects of it. And that if there is no alternative, and no one could seriously argue that the mindset and rules of rule do not rule in this global non-society trap that all are forced to live in, a trap with many interlaced locked gates, which on closer inspection prove all the same. They each bear the sign, wherever you reside in the global economy, me, not thee. Or there are winners and losers because merit rises. Work your ass off, sucker. And we may increase your share of air. The global system is a meritocracy, not a system of rule. There are few who inhabit the clouds because there are few with sufficient supreme ascendance able to provide the lift. This is a columnist who dutifully trumpets the story called The Good and Wise Daddy State is in Peril. Whatever shall become of us if we don't unite to defeat the Trumpian threat? This story, and I'm quoting David Brooks, now recommences. There will be villains and heroes and dramatic tension. Quote, the Republican regulars, these are the heroes of the piece. We're supposed to root for these guys, just in case you weren't sure. The Republican regulars build their grand strategies upon the post-World War II international order. Doesn't that sound good? The American-led alliances, norms, and organizations that bind democracies, and if you're in China, please substitute the words China and communist governments, or if, et cetera, et cetera. The operative word is bind. Continuing, bind democracies and preserve global peace. I don't think he could speak that with a straight face, but he managed to write it. The regulars, says our columnist, seek to preserve and extend this order and presumably the peace associated with it. We haven't seen so much of that, though. Where'd it go? Has there ever been peace in a class system? I think it's premised on the opposite. And see Vladimir Putin as a wolf who tears away at it. He's the villain, if you were waiting for his appearance. The populist ethno-nationalists, says he, in the Trump White House do not believe in this order. Can we get some boos and hisses from the crowd? If Trump were as effective as Putin, we'd probably see a radical shift in American grand strategy. Wow, must be some smart guys if they can think up a grand strategy. We'd better just let them take the reins, do the job, stay out of the way. A shift away from the post-war global consensus. The post-war global consensus. I'd like to see a roll call on that. And towards an alliance with various right-wing populist movements simmering around the globe. But Trump is no Putin. Putin is theological and cynical. Our writer is a Machiavelli enthusiast, disciplined and calculating, experienced and knowledgeable, i.e. an adequate nominal flip, a worthy occupant of the role of opponent. The story must have adequate tension to turn the great mass of we, the people. Trump, not so much. Amazing how he got elected, isn't it? Perhaps he didn't. Perhaps those same drones that hover overhead when I upload to my own website were hovering off in the distance and sucked up something a little bit more weighty than my little PDF. They do design the computers and the systems, and, you know, might want to consider a different method of determining who counts the vote and how the vote gets made. Or better yet, we have a better idea in this space. It's called a one-day global general strike, so we can begin planning the future directly, because the intermediaries don't have our interests at heart. We know this in our heart, and it's just a matter of us sort of comparing notes on what we know. And then he concludes, the larger battle is over ideas, whether the Republican Party, yada, 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 yada. Have we answered Yellen's questions for her yet? What is the relationship between an international political order, that's that global peace that he was talking about, and a global economic system? Are they not just names on gates of our pen? Flip back now to the previous day's business page. Please find item, quote, data could be the next tech hot button, by Steve Lohr from the January 9, 2017 New York Times, i.e., data is money to a fascist global state. And we've all been trained to follow the money. Got a lot of folks following me who are following the money. Wealth, can quote from Mr. Lohr, wealth and influence in the technology business have always been about gaining the upper hand in software or the machines that the software run on. Now, data gathered in those immense pools of information that are at the heart of everything from artificial intelligence to online shopping recommendations is increasingly a focus of technology competition. And academics and some policymakers, especially in Europe, are considering whether big internet companies like Google and Facebook might use their data resources as a barrier to new entrants and innovation. As government regulators dig into this new era of data competition, they may find that standard antitrust arguments are not so easy to make. Using more and more data to improve a service for users and more accurately target ads for merchants is a clear benefit, for example, and higher prices for consumers are not present with free internet services. In an email to employees, Satya Nadella, Microsoft's chief executive, described the LinkedIn deal of Microsoft as a linchpin in the company's long-term goal to, quote, reinvent productivity and business processes, and to become the digital marketplace that defines how people find jobs, build skills, sell, market, and get work done, unquote. IBM estimates, says Mr. Lohr, that 70% of the world's data is not out on the public web, but in private databases, often to protect privacy or trade secrets. IBM's strategy is to take the data it has acquired, add customer data, and use that to train its Watson artificial intelligence software to pursue such tasks as helping medical researchers discover novel disease therapies or flagging suspect financial transactions for independent auditors. At Google, the company's drive into cloud-delivered business software is fueled by data, building on years of work done on its search and other customer services, and its recent advances in image identification, speech recognition, and language translation. In the artificial intelligence race, better software algorithms can put you ahead for a year or so, but probably no more, unquote from this article. Time out for a reality check. We all know the world given us by the power guys is a mess. Ms. Yellen won't say this. The corporate nose to the bottom line folks certainly won't. All over the world, we the people are rising and getting slaughtered. Our sisters and brothers who run the transit system in London struck, and the paper predictably describes it as an assault on the rest of us. The violence of states and state actors against their quote-unquote subjects across the global South, though we must not forget that the hidden violence of EMF is as great, if not a greater threat. The violence imposed on our sisters and brothers in Africa, Asia, South America, and the Middle East is thrust in the faces of us in the so-called West as a daily reminder of what real, quote-unquote, chaos looks like. We should be grateful, we are told by implication, if we have food and shelter. Own your own bodies? Forget about it. And we're all being collectively told, gather and dance in clubs at night at your own risk, all being set against each other at a rising clip, if we credit what the paper says, which I hope we won't. So, all the cloud services, artificial intelligence and data mining, voice-activated assistants, self-driving cars, virtual reality, to quote from the Frightful Five piece we discussed last week, on whose backs do they rest? Do you suppose Janet Yellen will answer my last question with, a technologically sophisticated slave system is not fascist? Please be more precise with your terminology.